Hey, listeners, and welcome back to the Grace Project podcast. I am glad to have you back as you reflect on how we grow our grace muscle. For those of you who are reading the book or journaling along in the book, this is a good point for you to have read chapters, the prologue and chapters 1 and 2. So if you have read prologue, chapter 1 and chapter 2, this is a great point to pause and reflect with me on the podcast. If you haven't, continue on this journey and know that you can get the book online at amazon.com. It is available now for purchase. So this week, I want us to pause and reflect on the book of James and in 1 Peter. There is this phrase that comes up a couple of times, and it's written that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You see that in the book of James and in the book of 1 Peter. Nobody wants to be close to anybody who's proud or overly concerned with themselves. And if you think about it, why would God want to be next to the one who is proud and full of themselves? So when we extend grace to others, we must do it from a humble position. Humility and grace, these things go hand in hand. Because we really, in order to have transformative grace, we must have the power of God on our side to do it. It will become very difficult for you in life throughout this story if you don't have God's power working through you to extend grace to those who are the most frustrating or difficult, who have made very bad decisions that have hurt you and other people. And in order to forgive and to reconcile, remember, grace is about forgiving others and healing as best as we can, knowing that the other person may not want to heal yet, but it is about both healing and forgiveness. In order to do that, we have to do it from a humble position. For those who are reading along, you have read about some characters who have entered into a church that has had a very unorthodox change of senior leadership, and they have had a very poor welcome, let's say. And you probably have seen a number of characters who really don't want to talk to one another because they are too proud to talk about the feelings that they're having. Think about in life, in your church, when there might be an elephant in the room or when wrong has been done and no one wants to really talk about it. Because in order to talk about it, somebody has to say, I'm feeling bad, or someone has done something that hurts me. And those are very difficult words to say. Because sometimes we're just too proud to say them. You know, pride doesn't just show up as arrogant, grandstanding, limelight-seeking, hey, look at me. It can also show up in our ability to lay down our differences in opinions. It can be in our inability to lay down our personal beliefs or our inability to lay down our ideas in order to prioritize others and being hospitable to others. Sometimes it's about biting your tongue when someone's sharing a political idea you don't agree with. Sometimes we just don't want to surrender our pride when someone else who has a different viewpoint might be making a good point that's diametrically opposed to us, but it hurts a little too much, so we don't want to say, yeah, that hurt. I don't want to give them the self-satisfaction of knowing it did, and it convicted me. That's all pride. And we have to kill that pride in order for us to truly offer grace. You know, I'm not saying being humble and extending grace is easy to do. I mean, if you can imagine the scenarios I've conjured up, it's not. It's especially difficult when we are in trying and difficult circumstances or when the things around us are extremely tense. But I am saying that humility and grace are absolutely required if we're going to truly love one another. And so this week, what I want you to do in order to grow that grace muscle is to think of someone It can be someone in your church. It can be someone in a faith community. It can be someone who's not even in a faith community at all, but someone that you know, that you would call humble. I want you to think about that person right now, wherever you are, wherever you're driving or sitting or doing. Think about a person that you would say, this person is humble. Reflect on that name. And then I want you to just begin to say things out loud or in a journal about what makes them humble. Why are they humble? What are the characteristics of humility in them that you've seen? You can simplify it even further and just give yourself an example by saying, you know, so-and-so showed me humility when they did blank. And thank God for it. Thank God that they did that. And they showed that and they exampled it for you. You know, one of the feedbacks I've received from those who have gone through the Grace Project book is that as it goes along, things become more and more catastrophic or difficult, or it pulls up themes that are particularly difficult for us to deal with, very hot-button topics. And it can really easily land you in a place of hopelessness. One of my intentions with this podcast is to continually encourage you with my voice, with me on this podcast, to encourage you to fight against hopelessness. There's a verse that says, these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love. But hope is in there too. And when you look around at a world that feels hopeless, and faith feels hopeless, and outcomes feel hopeless, this little exercise of thinking about someone as simple as who exhibits humility, something as simple as that, I hope reminds you that there isn't hopelessness. There are people who are exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit all around us. We're just somehow geared in our human brains to see all of the garbage first and get mired in hopelessness. So I want you to think about that humble person. I want you to think about what that example is that they have shown you humility in your life. And then I just want you to say a prayer right now, thanking God for that example. And if you feel so led, use that example to pay it forward. Learn from that example. Exhibit it in your life. Get around that person who showed you humility, if you can, and learn more by just watching them. And give thanks that there are humble people in this world that we often overlook, that we often forget. And because humility is the first step in offering grace to others, this person who is an example of humility for you is giving you the first steps in your journey to develop your grace muscle. Give thanks for that. I thank you for listening this week. I hope this reflection has caused you some positive hope. And as we continue on this journey together, may your grace muscle continue to grow. May your hope grow. May your faith grow. And may your love for God and His church grow as well. We'll see you in the next episode.